Well, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horwitz. Thanks for joining us on this Inauguration Eve. I guess all the hoopla's ending on the East Coast. Welcome to BBS Radio. Every Tuesday night, we bring you the worst of the worst news and the best of the best news, and we try to emphasize the best of the best because you have heard enough of the worst. Anyway, there's a lot of wonderful things happening in the world that we're going to be always talking about on this show, and I think that it's a great joy that we've got Reverend Roxy Hampton over in D.C. celebrating tonight, along with the president making merry and all sorts of things at the inauguration concerts, and we're expecting to hear from her shortly, and I'm not sure if she'll be joining us for the Insight Hour tonight, but she certainly will give us an update, and I will be presenting that with you next week. We have Emily Naoli, who is our councilwoman locally with Reverend Roxy tonight in D.C. Our prayers are with them both. They're moving and shaking. You know, the movers and shakers are in D.C. right now, and that's where these folks are to try to do something that's a great blessing for humanity. That is specifically the concert for the living water. If you haven't been to live h2o.org yet and see all the wonderful changes that have been evolving on that website, you've got to take a look at it, and you've got to integrate it, because it is the best of the best news. It is how we, the people, win our freedom, our sovereignty, evolve spiritually to the maximum of our ability, and what a great blessing and opportunity that is, and that we shall overcome with. So this is on live h2o.org. Before we begin tonight, and before we even give it up to the Creator to give us a show tonight that's really dealing with health, I thought maybe it'd be best, because we haven't covered some basic health topics in a long time, that we bring you, those of you who are new to the Insight Hour, bring you up to speed on where we are currently with understanding about health and its various dimensions and the simple things, the practical things, everyday things that you and your loved ones can do to not just protect your health, but also recover rapidly and effectively. The remedies, the natural remedies that are available to protect you, sustain you, and actually miraculously heal you. That's what we cover also on the Insight Hour. So I want to thank the hosts of our co-sponsors for the Insight Hour, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You can go to HealthyWorldStore.com or HealthyWorldDistributing.com. You'll come to the same place. It's an online catalog of all the products that I endorse. I highly recommend you do it. It's also not only will sustain you, but it sustains us. Every one of your purchases on that store actually goes to fund the Insight Hour and our continued work in the world. Everything that you see on the live h2o.org website, you can thank yourselves and thank the Creator for blessing you and us to be able to sustain us financially to continue this wonderful work. So HealthyWorldStore.com is an online catalog. You get books, DVDs, CDs, health products, and health equipment that you probably won't find too many places. Things like Green Harvest, the most wonderful food source. I actually, now that I'm back in Hawaii, and we have some wonderful fresh fruit that's actually fallen off the trees, we actually make our fruit smoothies with Green Harvest and the wonderful fresh fruit. You can, too, make your fruit smoothies, and that's what sustains you. It sustains me when I'm on the road, even when I'm not in Hawaii. And it's a wonderful or optimally organic fruit smoothie type of blend that you will greatly appreciate. In fact, you get on it for 3 days, and you start to feel like yourself. You've got your normal energy. If you miss a day or two, so you suddenly feel, hey, what happened? And you really notice a difference. And that's one of our recommendations. In fact, every product that's on the HealthyWorldStore.com website is fully guaranteed, a full money-back refund if you're not completely satisfied. And so that's what we are able to give you because of the integrity of our organization. We stand behind it because we know, for example, with Green Harvest, where if you don't get it, you feel the difference. And that's the difference that we tell you for every product that you buy in any given health food store or any other store on the internet. You should absolutely feel a difference or simply get your money back. So I want to thank also Sacred Health for partnering with Healthy World Distributing. Dr. Medicine Wolf, you can actually go online right now and do a Google search. Type in Dr. Horowitz interviews Dr. Medicine Wolf, and you'll see a wonderful human being, Dr. Medicine Wolf, who's a Iroquois elder and medicinal healer. He's a native North American who is a medicine doctor, and he's got, in fact, 5 doctorates. He's got 3 MD degrees. He's got an MD in homeopathy, which is very unique. He's got a medical doctor or a doctorate in the veterinary in medicine, and he has a doctorate in biophysics. And Dr. Medicine Wolf is now our leading formulator for Healthy World Store. And so you'll see some products on that store, such as the best of the best products in the nutritional supplement world, such as Primo Life. Has everything. It's a top shelf multivitamin, multimineral, multi-enzyme, full spectrum supplement. Check it out, because if you want to have a fountain of youth and reverse aging, you want to do that with some really great water called Live H2O. It's also on the store. And also you couple that with its power of structured water and Love 528 Hertz frequency. When you take that water with any of the supplements, you get a huge boost in the assimilation, the absorption, and it goes into your bloodstream. And boy, I'll tell you, it is absolutely something that you will feel. You'll be energized. You'll start to feel younger. And you take that and the electrominerals, the electromineral supplement on Healthy World Store. These are wonderful products. Again, you will feel a difference, or simply give us a call and you will get your money back. Now, the normal thing that we do on the Inside Hour, besides acknowledging our co-sponsors, is to give it up to the Creator in a typical prayer blessing that we invite you to join us in. And then we'll, tonight, for tonight's topic, and you're welcome to join us tonight. It's an open microphone and it's an open call. There is a toll-free number that I'll give you in a minute. You can call in and have your health questions and or concerns at hand. I'll be happy to respond to your questions and concerns to the best of my ability. So let's give it up before we do that to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out. Gee whiz, Heavenly Creator, you are so awesome beyond all measure. The fact that you give us, you sustain us with your oxygen, with your air that we breathe, that we, like the dolphins, we've got to learn, like the dolphins and whales, to be conscious of our breath and not take any single breath for granted, because as we breathe your element number 8, we are sustained and uplifted. Inspired, inspiration, respiration, re-spiritualization, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for all those glorious oxygenation molecules that enter our bloodstream and then go to resuscitate and maintain all the physiology and all the metabolism that gives us life. We thank you for the water. We thank you for that liquid crystal, vibrating liquid crystal that resonates and brings harmony and expresses your divinity throughout humanity. We praise you for the 80% of our bodies that are your triune God, part of you, part of us. We praise you for giving us the part of you that is the liquid crystal, this miraculous healer water, this miraculous capacity for the universal solvent to solve all misery, to solve all pollution. And we pray, Heavenly Creator, for those who are dehydrated, particularly not only in a third world country, in countries that are economically devastated, but also in America. We pray for all the people who are dehydrating themselves and really in that way, in that sense, robbing themselves of your greatness, your glory, your divine prosperity in all ways through the living water. We praise you for your living water, and we pray for those poor, misguided sheeple who are being moved to the slaughter, who intoxicate their bodies with all of the things that they think are actually giving them liquids, such as the Coca-Colas and the Pepsi-Colas and the caffeines and all the coffee at Starbucks and all that stuff that's acidifying and dehydrating. When they think they're getting hydrated, we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for waking them up. We ask for a special anointing of education and edification of the congregation to wake humanity up to how the simple truth shall set people free, including the simple truth about your divinity expressed in water. We praise you for the food that we eat that sustains us. We praise you for the loving hands that prepare it. We praise you for having a new president that we ask for you tonight to absolutely dispatch all of your angels in the name of the blessed Messiah Yeshua. I ask for all the angels to be appointed and anointed and be sent around the White House to establish highest level spiritual integrity, to set aside business as usual and politics as usual, to eliminate the special interest influence in Washington and Capitol Hill, that the angels of revelation and protection for humanity's salvation be dispatched royally all over the White House and the garden lawns and all of the places that the people are celebrating our new president. I ask you, Heavenly Creator, to dispatch your angels so that you have your guard and our guard directed at the highest levels of political life and power and direct legislation and administration, so that we don't have population reduction and decimation, that we have a true, pure, new administration that shall spiritually uplift all of not just America, but humanity in general, with the truth of your great glory and your presence and your power to work miracles within us, each and every one of us. And that is the new message, or the message of hope, that I ask tonight on the Inside Hour, Heavenly Creator, with the ears of those who are listening and the hearts rendering likewise this earnest prayer, that we be delivered from the evil and the manipulation and the coercion and the enslavement by the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. We ask for the President of the United States to be moved boldly and powerfully, directed by your angels of mercy, to be the true peacemaker on this planet, to bring about a not just a resolution of war, but a proclamation and redirection and powerful movement for global peace, that no one can stop, that I ask for the opening of doors that no men can close, and that the closing of doors that no men can open. And that I ask for this in the name of the blessed Messiah Yeshua, and I ask for a special anointing on the music that shall set us free in live H2O, the concert for the living water, by which this music shall be rendered and these doors shall be open and the negative elements within our society and civilization be closed once and for all. I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for blessing us in this way. I praise you for bringing about the judgment day. I praise you for this end times, this miracle, and that those who are close to your glory and greatness, who walk in the valley of the shadow of death without the faith and trust that you have and that you instill in us. I praise you for the fact that those folks will no longer be here, because that's part of your plan, not mine. It's not even the plan of the population controllers, the Rockefellers, or the Rothschilds. It is your plan, Heavenly Creator, because it's Judgment Day. It's a virtual day of atonement, the tone of music meant to sustain us, restore us, and heal us. The key to the house of David that opens the doors that no man can close and closes those that no man can open are your keys of mercy and direction. It is Judgment Day in America. It's a new day. The Inauguration Day is part of the Judgment Day. And we praise you for bringing about this heyday for world peace, coming out of heaven, manifesting on earth as it already is in the Matrix. Praise you for delivering us from the evil that unfortunately sustains the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, industrialist, and decimates we the people. Praise you for we the people, the resurrection of the truth, and praise you for this truth growing within each of us, every one of us, that your bold power and anointing, your word being felt at the depths of our hearts, opening up that heart-mind connection and tuning down the egoic fear-based mind, giving us faith and not just hope, false hope, not just false hope, but a real, powerful anointing of full faith and trust in you and your direction, so that our hearts will be one with your heart, that we manifest our prayers because we are a manifestation of your prayer. The spoken word from you manifests us as we have been literally your children, anointed with the spoken word, the power to create and co-create miracles with you, including a complete transformation of the population, uplifted in the spirit of oneness, of unity, and divinity, so that we can bless this planet Earth maximally. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you and I say, and so it is, here on the 20th of January 2009. Well, there you have our opening prayer. Thanks for joining us tonight, folks. Let me give you that toll-free number to call in and ask your simple health questions, and in the meantime, I'll be sharing that information with you one step at a time. That toll-free number to call in to Seth at BBS Engineering is 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. 5227. Call BBS right now and get on line with us. I'm sure your questions are going to be blessing a lot of other people than just you. I want to also let you know before we begin this segment where I wanted to share with you the five steps again. The five steps for miraculous healing are pretty simple and straightforward. But before we get to those five steps, let me just share with you what we just sent out from Healthy World Distributing, LLC. Again, healthyworldstore.com is where you can sign up for our weekly newsletters. If you have not already signed up, then please do. Go to healthyworldstore.com and put simply your email address and your name in there, and that's all you need. We're not going to call you. We're just going to send you some wonderful things, including this newsletter that just went out 2 days ago. Let me read it to you. It's entitled, Going Divine in 2009. Awesome news about Live H2O. It begins, Dear Healthy World Member, this letter brings you outstanding news about how we the people shall secure lasting peace instead of incessant war, total health to replace global genocide, and universal prosperity to free those in the know from economic slavery and uncertainty. The Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, provides the opportunity to co-create all of these blessings. Scheduled for next summer solstice weekend, June 19th to the 21st, 2009, this humanitarian mission is being funded by your generous donations and Healthy World Store purchases. We are donating everything we have to make this historic event happen. The plan, as you may have heard, calls for marrying millions of human hearts to the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, to generate the universal healer, love. We are about to conduct a global baptism. That's what I'm telling you, folks. What we're literally doing, we now know that 528 Hertz frequency is the love frequency. It's the core creative frequency of the universe. It's at the center of the perfect circle of sound. It is at the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is at the center of the electromagnetic sound spectrum. It is at the center of the musical mathematical matrix of the universe, which in the religious world is called the Kingdom of Heaven. It's at the center of the Kingdom of Heaven, this divine frequency. In fact, in the field of physics now, we're advancing miraculous revelations and understandings of how our universe is popping out of black holes. Our physical reality is coming out of black holes, or the event horizons, they're called in some of the physics literature. You hear Dr. Nassim Haramein talk about this in his wonderful presentations that I understand also you'll be able to get from Healthy World Store very shortly. But the reality is that this thing called a black hole, or the event horizon, is literally the place through which the physical manifestation of everything occurs. And it occurs in a heartfelt loving prayer from the Creator. and the frequency, vibration of it, or the clear channel broadcast of it. Like, you need to turn on your radio dial to a certain frequency to get a clear broadcast signal. Likewise, the Creator has a clear broadcasting channel of love through which physical reality, the entire cosmos, spirals into existence. And that frequency channel is 528 hertz. It is the color of a baby leaf in the springtime. It's that greenish yellow, that beautiful babyish yellow springtime green, that fresh green that is the chlorophyll green. It is the green of the botanical world. That's why everything is so green in the botanical world, because everything is vibrating, far more than humanity is, to love. 528 hertz frequency. So we now know that. Now what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? How do we practically apply our knowledge? Well, gee whiz, if there's nothing missing and nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, then how about if we manifest that perfection right here on earth in our Holy Spirit-filled temples, our bodies? And that is primarily a function of literally communing, atoning, atonement, a musical note meant to be played to uplift us, sustain us, and restore us to the nothing missing, nothing broken perfection of the kingdom of heaven, so that yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, no nothing, no dissonance can harm us, because we, the righteous, that is the right standing, standing right in the kingdom of heaven, standing right in the musical mathematical matrix, standing right in the perfection, standing right in the heart of the way that the Creator creates everything, standing in that broadcast of the clear channel literally means that we're impregnable. We cannot be stopped. We cannot be silenced. We cannot be censored. That the truth shall, that means no ifs, ands, or buts about it, be heralded and literally transform this planet. So set us free. And so that's what we're heralding now. Now think about the concept. Now that we know how the Creator works and how our universe works and how creation and creationistic miracles work, what are we going to do with that knowledge? It's nonsense to just sit around and think about it. We've got to apply it, practically speaking, because we have urgencies planet-wide right now that need to be resolved, remedied. We've got a lot of people who are starving. We have a lot of people who are dehydrated, being decimated with disease. We have a lot of people who are at war when they should be celebrating in peaceful coexistence. We have a complete environment that is degraded and polluted and being decimated. The rainforests are a great example. So what are we going to do about it? How about hosting, co-sponsoring, volunteering for, getting out there, rolling up your sleeves, and doing whatever it takes to create venues wherever you are, wherever you live? And if you want to come to a main venue, they're now popping up all over the world. There's going to be 9 main venues and dozens of other venues. And all the money that we're receiving from you, from your support that sustains us and also great gives you great products to sustain yourselves with, then guess what? We're building a website. We're building the infrastructure, the technology. We're bringing together the most advanced internet technologies for broadcasting, audio, visual, video, multimedia capabilities to allow you and or we, the people, individuals and groups, our community, our human family, this global village, every single family will now have the opportunity to be their own live H2O program director, coordinator, producer. And when you join others in your neighborhood or your community or your city and you host a concert, then what we're going to do is we're going to feed you and your technicians with the broadcast signals. You'll have about 24 channels with which to choose. Most of them are going to be already recorded that will be downloadable and viewable, projectable, broadcastable in high quality. So the sound and the pictures are really good quality. And we'll be using this technology to educate everyone as to the miracle blessing of water and what it is that we talk about on the Inside Hour. How the truth shall set us free, and how the greatest secreted truths that are now being revealed have the capacity to emancipate us completely in every way. Again, with nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, if we bring that down to earth through this clear channel broadcast and this plan, the plan to join our loving hearts in our voices, our prayers, our heartfelt loving intent, shall be articulated with the labiaratum, the lips, our own creative instruments, that we shall sing together a new song to fulfill Revelation 14:1, with 144,000 of us joined on the internet through an online temple and spiritual chanting rooms that have already been donated to Live H2O by world-leading toning expert and healing sound healing expert Jonathan Goldman, who has donated the temples and the online rooms that we will then host your voices on, along with approximately 144,000 voices that we will send that combined signal to all of the venues. So that signal combined from your voices over the internet, combined, sent to the signals and broadcast out to the audiences all over the world, and then all of those audiences will raise their voices, and then the microphones will pick their signal up, and then the complete combined broadcast will be sent via underwater speakers and even Tesla technology into the living water, into the oceans globally, worldwide, so that the living crystal structure, the superconductor of the living creator, will be resonating with humanity's love. It already resonates with the Creator's love. It has from the beginning. Now, we have matured. Humanity has grown up. We have this opportunity to be response able. We now have the response ability to respond to the urgency, which is now to free humanity completely from the coercion, the enslavement, the intoxication, the delusion, the illusion of the American dream. The American dream, as well as all those other dreams, are falling apart. I want the Heavenly Creator's dream. I want the kingdom of heaven manifest on earth. I want, literally, the Garden of Eden restored for every single person who has ear for this and eye to see the documentation upon which I speak, for example, in the field of mathematics and physics that we've posted on livehto.org. Go to the top menu of livehto.org if you want to see what I'm talking about, expressed in hard mathematics and science. Then go to love528 at the top menu, or you can go directly to that website. It's love528.com. Read the submissions now. Pi, Phi, and 528. Vic Showell's brilliant genius work of decrypting and mathematically analyzing the great pyramids at Giza and looking at the mathematics and the geometry, the sacred geometry and the cosmology by which they were created, with literally extraterrestrial know-how. So you begin to realize, oh, wow, what a great opportunity this is. We've never had such a great opportunity, and it comes at the greatest time and urgency in history. As those who have invested in the false gods, the pagan deities, such as the medical deities that invite you to pop magic pills to cure every ill, that invite you to get injected and infected and intoxicated with foreign RNA and DNA from various species of bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and cow pus injected into your bloodstreams if you believe in that god of science, that god of medicine, the medical deity, And so sad it is that the concentration camps of yesteryear have transitioned now to become the hospitals that care for the sick and needy. These are concentration camps today. You don't really think you're going to go there to get well, do you? When healing literally takes place through the Holy Spirit, it's an energetic process of restoration, not a chemical manipulation that heals you of anything. Duh! For those who are new to us and haven't heard this before and haven't accepted it, it's time to wake up. You've been having a nightmare. The nightmare is called modern medicine and the American dream. It's all about consumption. The word itself is a disease. It used to mean death by disease. Consumption. People died of consumption. The word itself is a tip-off. Has three parts. Con, which is a fraud. Sum. The sum total of it is a fraud. And sumption. Automation. Manipulation. Intoxication. That's what it's about. It's a false God-run deity, pagan culture, which we have taken on, sadly, in this nightmare. And yeah, they want to proclaim today, Inauguration Day, a day of great new hope. Well, time will tell, won't it? There's nothing new under the sun. I don't expect this new president to yield anything in terms of new policies, particularly with Hillary Rodham Clinton being the most powerful woman in government, sitting on the throne as Secretary of State. You expect to see anything but managed health care? And what are they going to give you? Are they going to tell you the truth that I'm telling you here tonight? The five steps of healing? Number one, detoxification. We're so polluted. The number one thing that we need to do to restore ourselves is consume enough of the living water, the living God, the God of the living water, live H2O, literally. The crystal clear water, it says in the end of the Bible, when all is said and done, shall once again flow through the rivers and streams that the Bible talks about our humanity's bloodstream. You think Hillary is going to give you this? You think Obama's administration is going to regulate health care administration to the point that we're going to see the Holy Spirit power of love and spiritual renaissance in the healthcare professional? Well, you know what? I sincerely doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. I'll give you an example. The other day, I had requested confirmation from the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine that had invited me after my presentation, which, by the way, is on the Internet. You'd be well off to do a Google search on Google Video for the following search terms. A, the number 4, M, as in Mary, A4M, Dr. Horowitz. And you'll see a wonderful presentation that I gave about a month ago in Las Vegas, and that they had actually invited me to give another presentation on infectious diseases in upcoming Orlando in April. Well, gee whiz, you know, I guess they can't handle the truth. They can't handle the fact that medicine kills people and the Holy Spirit sustains people. And so I've been disinvited from presenting at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. They came up with some bogus excuse. But that's the reality of how doctors are being controlled. Knowledge and education, information is being controlled. And those, even those guys who are trying to do good, even within the A4M, have political constraints that they move along with so that they're like the rest of the sheeple being directed to the slaughterhouses. So that this is ultimately Judgment Day. Everybody is going to reap what they've sown. And if you've sown fear, and if you operate out of fear, then as you walk through the decimation of the population through this valley of the shadow of death, you know what your life is going to be like? A living hell. So to lift that burden, you got to give it to the boss. Give it to the creator. Because we're part of the creator. We're on the creator's team. And you're either with the creator and for the creator, or you're opposed to the creator. And it's real simple. It's either black and white. There ain't no gray here, folks. You're either in full faith and confidence, or you're in part fear, which is gray, which is fear. And so this is the manipulation of the population. It's the decimation of the spiritual uplift, the capability that we have to be all that we can be spiritually first. Because everything comes out of the spirit. That's what we're talking about. That black hole that Nassim Haramein and the physicists and quantum field mechanics talk about is how everything's popping out, ultimately, now we know, out of love. Through the matrix. The mathematical quantum field. The sacred geometry pops out of that. Divinely. Consistently. No mistakes. It's perfect. And what we do is highly imperfect. So we got to get into the flow. We got to get a tune up. We need a tune up. Well, that's what these frequencies and the new revelations are all about, healing ourselves. And it starts with step one, the understanding about the living water, the understanding of hydration, of how important that is. And if it's a hydration that you intake for detoxification, then you want to also do step two, which is deacidification. You know, it's no accident, absolutely no accident, that Pepsi-Cola Company and all the soft drink companies put acid into their drinks. Almost all of the soft drinks being sold, carbonated soft drinks, sweetened garbage, toxic waste, is composed of an ingredient, well, part of the manner in which it kind of gives you that zesty taste, is phosphoric acid. It literally acidifies your body chemistry. And it does that because there is an alliance between the makers, the chemical manufacturers of phosphoric acid, which is the chemical cartel that aligns itself with the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. It's one cartel that literally wants to make money off of humanity's suffering. So the easiest way to do that, most profitable way, for a couple cents and a lot of advertising, they could get you to consume things that make your body turn acidified. So you become literally a burning hell. Your Holy Spirit-filled temple becomes a burning hell, like acid burns. And literally, in that state, you become an incubator. Your body becomes an incubator for bacteria, for viruses, for fungus, for yeast, for arthritic conditions and inflammatory conditions, for cancers, for cancer cell growth. That's primarily, vitally sustained by acidification of your body chemistry. All of the disease, all of the major risk factors, and lifestyle risks cause acidification of your body temple. Here are the top seven. Caffeine. Sorry for those of you who are addicted to your daily dose of caffeine. Get off it. Start slowly. Cut down slowly. Reduce your addiction, your abuse of substance. Reduce it slowly but surely. Wean yourself off so that you don't go into the 3 days of intense migraine headache and anxiety neuroses that may even trigger in those of you who are taking other pharmaceuticals and psychotropic drugs, psychosis. How do you think these children end up being mass murderers? They literally are intoxicated. Aspartame is one of those. Again, an acidifying, psychotropic, neurotoxic poison that the FDA gives you on a silver platter. Totally okay for them. Absolutely. Bought off, paid off by the drug industrialists and the chemical cartel. Fine, they can give humanity that poison. But oh, gee whiz, what about your everything from Yohambi to the vitamins, vitamin K. They want to regulate that. Oh, gee whiz. You can't get things like stevia anymore. It's a controlled substance, little white powder that grows naturally on a green leaf that's so wonderful for your health, such a great sweetener, doesn't cause diabetes, doesn't cause this whole chemical injury to the Holy Spirit-filled temple, balances your blood sugar out. That becomes a regulated substance by the Food and Drug Administration, pulled off of your health food store shelves. But they're going to give you the intoxications and the acidifications, caffeine, nicotine, sugars, the refined carbohydrates is an acidifier. Of course, you know, stress is an acidifier. If you want some stress, go see any of the horror films. Just watch television, the nightly news. That's enough to stress anybody out. That causes your body chemistry to become acidified like caffeine, nicotine, and sugar. Then there's refined carbohydrates, there's the meats, lots of heavy meat, and of course, let me not forget the drugs. Virtually all the pharmaceuticals cause your body chemistry to go acid. So now you become a breeding ground for chronic disease. So that's step two, is in the five-step Dr. Len Horowitz's Healing Celebrations recommendations. This is a way back to prepare your Holy Spirit-filled temple to become impregnable. Virtually impregnable against the infectious diseases of today. Now, we, of course, have OxySilver today, so I'll talk a little bit about that. I hope I have some time tonight to talk a little bit about OxySilver. But you can get information at OxySilver.com if I don't get to it tonight. But we've got about 15 minutes left to the inside hour. Again, that toll-free number, if you have any question, is toll-free 877-876-5227. That's a call-in line for BBS Radio. But that 888 number is for Healthy World Store. Any of the products I talk about, you can get on the 888-508-4787. That's 888, toll-free, 888-508-4787. There's an easy way to remember OxySilver's toll-free number. It's 888 KO germs. Knock out germs with OxySilver. 888 KO germs. You can go to OxySilver.com. Now, OxySilver is a slight alkalizer. It's not a major alkalizer. There's an Alkalife product at Healthy World Store that I would recommend that you put a couple drops in an 8-ounce glass. Will turn your water from pH of, like, say, 7 to pH of 8. What I do, I start my day, I've said this for years, I still do it, I can't live without it. I start my day not with even eating Green Harvest. I start with putting the liquid crystal in my body. It is called water. I make sure that I drink about a pH 8 adjusted drinking water because our body should be about 7.6 or thereabouts. And because right now in Hawaii I eat a lot of acid fruits that still contain the calcium in acid fruits actually turns water alkaline. So you can fresh squeeze lemon or lime in your water, has a lot of calcium, will actually in water turn to calcium hydroxide and be a slight buffer, which is an alkalizer, which is what you want to get out of this intoxication and consumption disease orientation. So that now there's step three is holistic immunity. Boosting, normalizing, natural immunity. There was a time when we didn't have stealth viruses. We had immune systems that were capable of fighting off everything. Now you need something special like OxySilver because you've got madmen running government and military biological weapons laboratories and loosing them on behalf of the drug industrialists like the anthrax mailings that were done to sell Cipro and intoxicate 30,000 people in the Washington, D.C. area alone. And literally, when you study the economic history of that outbreak, that serial homicide, you realize that the makers of Cipro, Bayer Corporation, was just before that on the verge of bankruptcy, they said, and that pulled them out of this state, giving them profitability off of humanity's suffering. nothing new under the sun. Look at Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the makers of the AIDS vaccine called hepatitis B vaccine, given between 1972 and 74 to the gay men in New York City and the blacks in Central Africa. Merck Pharmaceutical Company, who, if you go online right now to YouTube, put in search engine, Merck, M-E-R-C-K, vaccine chief, and AIDS, created AIDS, brought AIDS to America. You'll get Dr. Maurice Hilleman in a segment that I posted, a secreted interview where he admits exactly what I'm telling you, bringing the AIDS virus into North America in contaminated chimpanzees used to produce the hepatitis B vaccines given to the gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa during the early 1970s. So these industrialists create all these things that wreak havoc on our immune system. So we've got to boost or normalize our immune system. Some of us, because of the vaccinations, have intoxications in the immune system. The number one cause of all the autoimmune diseases. Wake up, everyone. Tell everyone you know to beware. Because you see, when you get injected with foreign RNA and foreign DNA and foreign proteins from the bacteria and the viruses, even the genetically engineered ones that they're using for the vaccines today, those different sequences of amino acids land on your own proteins, and then when your big white cell bodyguard called a macrophage comes strolling along and runs into this thing, and it reads the sequence, the amino acid sequence and the protein sequence on what is called an antigenic complex. That's the fancy word that the doctors should know about, certainly the immunologists know about, but the medical deities, your standard family docs, know far too little about this primary mechanism causing all of the autoimmune diseases. I'll give you the short list in a second. But the macrophage sees and reads this, sees that it is connected to your own body, tells your own white blood cell bodyguards, your lymphocytes, if you ever see this, attack and destroy it. Now you see, this is what causes autoimmunity. The autoimmune reactions where your own white blood cell bodyguards begin to attack and destroy you. And now you develop, here's the short list of autoimmune diseases. Chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, and many, many, many more, including all the new names that they're giving, all the new diseases that they're inventing and giving new names to. Gee whiz, folks, what a scam. The whole thing is a mass murder. It is a genocidal, in fact, omnicidal. They're not just killing people. They're killing the environment. They're killing the birds, the bees, everything. It is completely demonic. And if you don't believe that there is a demon or Satan, then basically call it what you want to call it. It ain't good. So the reality is that you got to boost your natural immunity. You got to normalize it if it's in hypersensitivity. And the best way to do that is holistically. What does that mean? You got to study a little bit, folks. It's easy to go and get injected, infected, intoxicated, polluted, and then decimated before your time. It's real easy to lay down your life for a false hope and for a medical deity direction or prescription. Very, very easy to lay down your life. But once you've been intoxicated, it takes you years. And you've been intoxicated. You've been spending years getting intoxicated. Now it's going to take you certainly a several months to learn how to boost natural immunity holistically, starting with physical. Learn about the physiology in your body, how it works. Mental. Realize that your thoughts are simply part, most of them, when you are under stress, or when you observe that you have this internal dialogue. I'm now speaking for those of you particularly who have not done any meditative practices. For those of you who have been engaged in meditation, you know the elation that comes about when you have a literally experience of a quiet mind and a divine human communion, or a communion between you and the source of the cosmos. That is literally contingent upon a quiet mind. And that is essentially what I'm talking about. You can't have a quiet mind when you are engaged in worry and fear and concern about everything from starvation and political economic manipulation. And that's what the evening news engages you in. It is the egoic mind that the evening news and the anchor men, anchor women, anchor you to. Trauma, abuse, pain, fear, loss, or any real or imagined threats to survival is what the news media plays to. So shut the television off. Listen to things that are uplifting, educationally edifying. That's what we need, is nurturing of the truth that shall set us free, not the deceptions and the demonic manipulations. So now, that's a mental function, and you have control over your mind. And more importantly than your egoic mind is your heart mind that gives you that quiet, that shalom, that peace, that sustenance from the Most High. That's where the truth, the intuitive truth, shall set you free through this direction from the angelic realm that you and I have the capacity to synchronize with, so that we can live synchronous lives, going with the flow, being in the flow, being engaging. The steps of the righteous are ordered, says the Bible. This is what we're talking about. You don't have to worry about anything, not the food. And you know what? Men live by more than bread alone. Everything is a spirit reality. How do you manifest prosperity in all ways? You don't do it by watching the evening news. You do it by attuning to the truth that shall set you free. That's what we talk about on the Inside Hour. So that's a mental task. So step two of the holistic approach, beyond physical, beyond mental. That's step two. Now we go to step three. Emotional. When you have a relationship and or you within yourself are feeling unbalanced, sad, depressed, don't pop magic pills. That just simply covers up. It masks the primary core problem. The primary core problem for all emotional problems is, you can say it's lacking self-esteem in the highest sense. What do I mean by that? Self. Who is the real self? Who are you really? Who is in your heart? Who is the water within you? That is the Most High. I'm talking about esteeming the Most High in you. That Holy Spirit-filled temple. How much should you or shall you, in the Messianic age, esteem that presence, that deity within you? I've said on the Inside Hour that we're all like gods and goddesses with small g's. That's what Yeshua, that's Jesus' real name, that's what Yeshua really said when he said, you will do more, you shall do more than what I have done, because he knew the truth. The truth is that the prophecy of the Messianic age shall come, and it's coming fast, right, and furiously right now. And the reality is that this is the Emancipation Proclamation for literally freeing ourselves from the burdens of not just intoxication, but this emotion of sadness, of grief, of guilt, of fear. Man, that's something that you got to get control over, and really easy to do when you've got the Creator working for you. So there's physical, mental, emotional, of course, social. You've got to handle your relationships. You know what, folks? I hate to say this, but it's a reality. You know, that you have more close family in your circle of friends than your own blood lineage, than your own blood family kin. You know what I'm saying is true. For some reason, you incarnated into the wrong family. And you got to just let those folks do what they need to do. You got to stop harping on them. You can't Bible thump them to death. You can't literally waste your energy. It's like pearls before swine. So you don't need to get them to wake up. If they haven't already woken up, it's too late. You got to save yourself in the most high way. And so that's what we're talking about here socially. Get yourself a family, an extended family, a community that are like-minded, like-hearted. Establish a self-sustaining, ecologically sensitive community where you're growing your own and that you're literally connecting to Mother Earth and have it sustain you through the grace of the Creator and the rain and the sun. All of these miracles that pop out of the earth that you really see beautifully, not so much in the midwinter where most of you who are listening are right now, but I can tell you right now it's alive and well on the Big Island of Hawaii. So that's social. Beyond physical, mental, emotional, social is this whole spiritual realm. This is the truth, the importance of spirit, respiration, re-spiritualization, the truth that is of the spiritual nature that shall set us optimally free to be all that we can be, to live sustainably. Now, steps 4 and 5 of the 5-step healing celebrations book, you can get that again by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. The book is called Healing Celebrations. It covers these 5 steps. Miraculous recoveries through ancient scripture, natural medicine, and modern science. It deals with these things, and basically steps 4 and 5 deal with the spiritual realm and the spiritual elements. Step 4 is oxygenation. We talked already on this program tonight about element number 8, that miracle sustainer, uplifter of the spirit, oxygen. And then step number 5 is bioenergetics and energy. Every single energetic reaction, whether it's the light bulb going on in your room or your eyelid blinking, is caused by the electrons flowing primarily from the sun and from the water universally. Everything is a piezoelectric reaction in reality. Everything is electron transport. It's an oxidation reduction potential reaction. That's what it's all about in the spiritual realm. So when you understand how simple this truth is, that shall set you free from the medical deities and to live all that you can be spiritually, that is the greatest blessing that I, Len Horowitz, Dr. Horowitz on the Inside Hour, on this night of the inauguration in Washington, D.C. of Barack Obama, the great black-white hope, I pray will be real, and that if it's not, I'm giving you the 5 steps to sustain yourself, uplift yourself, and evolve yourself spiritually into maximum prosperity in all ways. So, again, let me thank our sponsors, bbsradio.com, for hosting the Inside Hour, for our Tetrahedron Publishing Group at tetrahedron.org for publishing the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, Tetrahedron Films for the film, In Lies We Trust. Get it, watch it, In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood and Bioterrorism. Very important for you to review that. Share it and save lives by doing so. You get it at healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. New additions to our web domains include Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water. Do go on there. Connect to love528.com, and also there's a new journal up. It's fascinating, called Hydrosonics, hydrosonics.org, www.hydrosonics.org. You can see what I've been working on last couple weeks with colleagues who are submitting magnificent revelations in this field of science. It's the end of the Inside Hour. Stay tuned to my brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBS Radio, the best in education for spiritual evolution. Good night.